You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Attention all high school juniors and seniors looking to play football at the collegiate level. Register for the Cleveland Browns High School Showcase taking place on Sunday, March 9th. Over 50 college coaches have been invited. Space is limited. Visit ClevelandBrowns.com to register. All right, let's do it. Yeah, it's ranking time. It's time to do a little bit of ranking. So we went through the roster, 1 to 53. Again, the results of that, you can find our list at ClevelandBrowns.com. But now what we're going to do is then going off of that list, we're going to say, okay, given that those are the needs of the Cleveland Browns, given that that's the ranking, right, what are the big needs of this team? So let's start off. We each have 9, so we can go. We'll start from number. Yeah, we'll work our way up. So I'll go. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
Okay, go ahead.
All right, my 9th need for the Cleveland Browns is a second tight end. And now to me, that can either be another kind of move tight end to try to do a New England Patriots thing, but we need to get a tight end, though, that can block. I think Marquise Gray could maybe develop into that other athletic tight end, but we need another tight end that can be a blocker if Gary Barnage is not with the team.
Yep, that's mine as well. This team needs to have a playmaker there in addition to Jordan Cameron. It can't just be one guy who gives you all that he can give you to that Pro Bowl caliber and then have the severe drop-off. I know other teams find themselves somewhat in that place when a guy goes down, but I think the better teams have another guy who can playmake and, as you say, have a little blocking skill. This team really got nothing from any other tight end on its team beyond Jordan Cameron. And maybe that guy could be Marquise Gray. Number 8. Now, I have safety with a question mark. And I think we're in a spot here where we're not sure, given what this team will do or not do with T.J. Ward. It will create a bigger hole if he's gone. And I would then move this need up a lot higher. But for right now, I'm putting it toward the bottom of this list with a question mark next to it, just in case we'll see how it all plays out with whether or not they're going to franchise tag the guy or sign the guy.
Right. And we both hope that T.J. Ward is back. He's at 8-7 for me, a center. Again, with the question mark, that would be only if Alex Mack were to not be with the Browns. So that's where we're at. So now we're going to get into our top 6 needs each in terms of basically with the knowns that we want to go forward. So my number 6 need is an offensive guard, maybe 2, or an offensive tackle if they either want to replace Mitchell Schwartz or move him inside. But really, to me, getting a guard, getting at least 1 run-blocking move guard who can help out in this Kyle Shanahan offense will be important for when you want to run some of those designed inside handoffs out of the shotgun, run some read option if that's in play, or just to run some power football and get the ball between the tackles. The Browns have not had that guy, so getting a guard, I think, is important.
I'm aboard with you in terms of the need there, and I just put it under the general heading of offensive lineman, because if it happens to be a tackle as well, or a guy that can go inside but have that mobility and the power to make to knock people over. I actually put that at 5th. I put corner at 6th because I think those two areas in my mind fell right in the middle of this grouping. I think it's important to find a corner. I think it's a fairly, looks like a reasonably deep position that the Browns can address in the draft, but I also wouldn't hate that they go into free agency. We've talked about Alteron Verner time and again on this show, but I've got that at 6th. I got O-line or guard at 5th.
Have at 5 running back. And the reason that, is it a big need? Yes. But the reason I have it at 5th, I think it is an easier need to obtain in today's NFL. Kyle Shanahan has proven with guys that are small and quick like Steve Slayton, with guys that are big and not necessarily that kind of back like an Alfred Morris, a 6th-round pick, that his system produces running back success. So I think it's important that we get one through the draft, and I think that can be done in the 3rd round, 4th round easily this year. I think Edwin Baker, I think, actually would do well in this system. So running back is a clear need to me, but because of the availability of talent at that position, I have it as the number 5 need for the Cleveland Browns.
All right, moving up to number 4, because again, I stick with O-line at 5. 4, I've got inside linebacker, and especially one who is able to cover. Again, in this scheme, the definition might not be as pronounced as it would be in a straight-up 3-4 or a team that constantly uses that as a base. Yes, Mike Pettine's defenses have had 3-4 elements to them, and a lot of them. He learned that from Rex Ryan, and that was his defensive choice in Baltimore and the Jets. But last year, showing much more flexibility with the defense that the Buffalo Bills used. But nonetheless, usually your coverage people are the ones who do play at the inside or middle area of your linebacking core. This team has a desperate need for that. After seeing the struggles all season long of Craig Robertson and as the season progressed of DeQuell Jackson, the need is there to get some coverage at that position. Far too much exploitation that opponents have had there.
Right, and that's what happened is the passing game fell apart. Craig Robertson gave up the most yards, the highest quarterback rating, the most touchdowns of any linebacker last year. That needs to be addressed. It's number four for me, and I called it the nickel cover linebacker, but also a three down inside linebacker. If they can find their quote-unquote Kiko Alonso in this draft, whether it be a C.J. Mosley, if they go that early to position Borland from Wisconsin, if they can find somebody, or maybe that's just an athlete that's in-house that they feel that they can mold into that coverage linebacker, that is an important position to me. My third most important need for the Cleveland Browns is getting a second cornerback, somebody to start opposite Joe Haden. Could you upgrade the slot corner as well? Yes. And to me, this can be done in the draft or free agency. I've talked a lot about Altron Werner. As I've done more research and talked to more people here about the style that Mike Pettine wants, he wants more of a press corner on the outside, Werner more of a zone corner. So I think maybe he might not be the right fit, but a guy like a Walter Thurman, a Chris Cook from Minnesota who's got the big size on the outside, Terrell Brown of the 49ers, or you could get into the Vontae Davis, Rodgers, Cromartie group. I don't think Aqib Talib fits the profile of what the Browns would want to do, but getting that second outside corner is huge. This game is all about now getting to the quarterback and stopping other teams from throwing the football. And if you want to look at one of the things that was, I think, the hallmark of the success of the Seattle Seahawks, you couldn't throw the ball on them.
No.
You could not throw the football on the Seahawks.
Yeah, you couldn't. And again, I agree that that's a big part of it. I still think their pass rush didn't get enough credit for what they did, but it is important to get that position addressed. I don't have it there. I have it at third, wide receiver, and I think, you know, again, going on what I think are pressing needs that can be realistically addressed also by this team, that's where I've got it. And in this draft, you can, you know, find that answer. However, I don't care where you necessarily find it, but I believe it's the third most pressing need on this football team. Some may argue it's the most pressing need. I won't go that far because I think it's something, I think you could always get a receiver and a good one each year that you go out and seek to try to do that. This team just didn't do enough of it last year and in many cases kind of ignored it. I mean, the way they went about their business, that it was a half-hearted trade to get Devon Bess. And it was a train wreck of a deal because there's a reason that a team would let him go for an exchange of fifth-round picks. You're not getting something special, and you really weren't getting something that helped advance your offense or the way North Turner did things. He made very little use of slot receivers in that scheme, and I would say that that's not as important as getting another towering, strong, athletic type of guy to pair up, complement the guy that is Josh Gordon, who dominates for this team. My number two need, I go to running back there, and I know the reason you put it lower is because of the where you could get it, and I'm with you on that. I'm not suggesting because it's the number two need that you have to reach high, invest anywhere high for this position. It's not done anymore in the NFL, and it doesn't have to be done now by the Browns, but it's got to be done. We've got to come out of this free agency, draft, whatever, with far more faith that the running back position is in good hands, as much faith as I have that Edwin Baker can be a contributor. By no means do I believe they have that position covered because he's on the roster or because you've got Deion Lewis, you know, coming back from broken leg.
No, I totally agree with you. And right, you don't know that guy is here. To me, it's an important position, but the way that running back is being valued in the NFL is just a little lower. We both agree they will add a running back this year and will be an impact player at that position. My number two is wide receiver. When you looked at our 1 to 53, 53 was Greg Little, 52 Devon Bess. I think the Browns can attack this in a number of ways. I wouldn't be surprised if they drafted two receivers or if they brought one in via free agency, maybe a Julian Edelman, the Golden Tate to play inside, drafted an outside guy, or brought in a free agent like a Riley Cooper to play outside and be a big play guy opposite Gordon, and then draft a Brandon Cooks who can play inside and outside for the team in three wide receiver sets. I think it's a very interesting, very exciting time.
And number one, obviously, the quarterback. You got to get this one right, and this team has just continually gotten it wrong. The fact that so many other teams get it wrong as well, the fact that there are not 32 teams that have even sufficient quarterbacks, isn't solace for the Browns. I don't take any solace in that. Well, look at the rest of the league. Okay, I don't care about the rest of the league. Can this team get itself a quarterback and get it right? And we agree, and we heard Mike Pettine say, it doesn't necessarily have to be that superstar guy, because the reality is you don't find the superstar guy. You just want to find a guy who can elevate you to the level of competence on a consistent basis. They haven't had that. They haven't had that in so long. And if you're building the rest of the team in ways that it's strong enough at receiver, you've got a running game going, your O-line's doing its job, the defense is in good shape. Again, pretty long list of stuff to get right. You can prop that guy up even more. You can have sort of a version of what the model was with the Seahawks with Russell Wilson.
Absolutely. And finally, I'll go my number one need, similar to yours, Notorious, the quarterback. That's what you need in this league. Now, does it have to be, as we've heard, the superstar? Is it the guy that you're going to take at number four? Not necessarily, but they do have to get a quarterback that can lead this team. Brian Hoyer could be that quarterback, but I think you need to bring in a rookie, someone that you can groom for the long term, and I think you have an opportunity to do that either at four or late in the first round, early in the second round. It'll be up to Ray Farmer and his great group here in the personnel department, working in conjunction with the head coach Mike Pettine, the offensive coordinator Kyle Shanahan, to get the quarterback to be the future of this team, because when you have a franchise quarterback, it makes every single thing interesting.
And Nathan, I think we got to feel good however many months from now when we have this conversation. So let's say we're talking in, I don't know, July or whatever, when we're getting into the serious time of kicking off the preseason. You and I believe, need to sit in the studio and have at least a good feeling about the position. We're not going to know for sure anything, no matter who. Well, I shouldn't say no matter who, but I mean, in the likelihood that it's that we're not going to talk about Peyton Manning or Tom Brady being a Brown by then,
right?
At some where some crazy trade happens, if we're looking at this in realistic terms, that it could be Brian Hoyer, that it could be Blake Bortles or Teddy Bridgewater or Johnny Manziel or whatever. I mean, it could be, and all of those are plausible possibilities.
Sure.
I just want to know by July. Will I know by July that I have a good feeling in the days leading up to camp? Because I've seen through the off-season workouts, you and I have talked to everybody in the building. We've watched the practices ourselves. We've taken our notes. We've compared our notes. We've talked it through. And we're saying, you know what, brother, we feel pretty good about it. I need to have that feeling. I want something that encourages me about it. And I think
we're going to have that feeling.
But if I don't have that, I'm going to be troubled. It'll be tough. You know what I mean?
I don't
want the opposite of that.
I don't think you will.
In July or August.
And when I look at this list of needs, I think wide receiver, corner, the running back, those are going to be easy. I really think that those are going to be easy to address.
I love your optimism.
I really do.
Right. I think
it's going to be tougher to find the cover linebacker and the quarterback.
There's nothing easy about what the Browns do. I can't get past that.
I feel good.
I want to hug that and believe it and embrace it. I can't. I'm too much of a realist, but maybe you'll get me there.
Believe and embrace it.
It's going to be a beautiful believe thing. And embrace. So who are we going to talk to next? We're going to have calls. How about that? Reaction.
Yeah, what do you think are the biggest needs of the Cleveland Browns? Let us know. 216-578-0850 or tweet the show @Browns_daily. You can't touch